Recording in progress.
So, good afternoon. I'm going to call us to order here in just a moment. I would like for everyone who is participating by Zoom, which it looks like that's everyone at this point. We don't have anyone in council chambers right now. Everyone who is not either Troy Stevens, who's the city's main representative, or the main representative for the petitioner, if you would turn your cameras off unless and until it's your time to speak. So whoever's the main representative for the petitioner, go ahead and leave your camera on. If that's not you, go ahead and turn your camera off. And if we still have more than one with the camera on, oh, we don't. Well, I guess we do again. All right, so go ahead and call us to order formally. Good afternoon, everyone. This is a public hearing on a request to vacate a portion of right-of-way in the city of Tacoma, which is billed as a portion of East End Street. Looks like it's maybe two portions, but I'm nitpicking, I suppose. Portion of East End Street lying north of East 25th Street, as that area is legally and otherwise described and depicted in the city's preliminary report that was received in the Office of the Hearing Examiner on October 31st, 2022, as a proposed exhibit prior to today's hearing. The requested vacation is billed as being intended to be used for expanded future use of the, I presume, abutting properties that I presume also are owned by the petitioner. Today is November 11th, it's 2022, and we are convened on the record just after 1:30 p.m., which was the start time noticed for this hearing, and the hearing was noticed as being conducted with two different options for participation, being present in council chambers at the Tacoma Municipal Building, and the only people present there right now are my staff, or being present here in the Zoom room, and it's all works out. We'll note that the petitioner is listed as M&A Investments 3 LLC. My name is Jeff Capel. I'm the City of Tacoma's hearing examiner. I'll be presiding over today's hearing. I will note that the hearing is recorded both by video and audio. At least one of those mediums is required because we have to have a recording in case the ultimate decision that the council makes on the street vacation is appealed. And having said that, I've already let the cat out of the bag. I am not the decision maker on street vacations, but I am the city council's duly designated hearing officer, as is allowed under statute, to conduct the required, also under statute, public hearing. And I conduct the hearing and I hear testimony from the city as the reviewing and authorizing agency. Hang on just a moment. I guess somebody showed up late. Submitted here. And what I do is I make findings and conclusions based on what is presented in the record, both in writing and exhibits or whatever, and also testified to here today. And then I make a recommendation to the City Council, and the City Council makes a decision on the hearing or on the street vacation. Because street vacations are considered legislative matters, and the City Council is the City of Tacoma's legislative body. I would like to take appearances from the parties here, and then we'll discuss how we're going to proceed today. For the city, since the city goes first according to hearing examiner rule, who do we have present on record today?
Roy Stevens, with Real Property Services, Mr. Zander.
Anyone else testifying for the city today?
Not that I'm aware of.
And I would hope you would be. Who do we have as the primary representative from the petitioner in the LLC today?
I'm Alex Bacon. I'm one of the owners of the LLC.
All right, so if you're the primary representative, I'm going to turn everybody else's video off who's not the primary representative. And I don't do that to be mean, I don't do that to be rude or anything else. I do that to save bandwidth, so there's less likelihood that we're going to have any sort of problem with the Zoom. Mr. Bacon, are you having other people testify today as witnesses on the petitioner's behalf?
Only if needed. If I'm not able to answer a question or anything, I have my builder's rep and my engineering firm.
Makes sense? All right. So how we're going to proceed today, my hearing examiner ruled the city goes first in these, and the city presents its presentation based talking about what it did in terms of receiving the petition, what it did in review, whether city staff thinks it meets the requirements, things like that. Mr. Stevens is the city's sole witness today. When he's done testifying, the petitioner can cross-examine him if there is a need to do so. That is not the time to make statements in disagreement with anything he said, or agreement, or for other purpose or whatever. It's the time to ask questions about what he's just testified to. So if we're stray from questions, I'll bring us back to that. You don't have to cross-examine him. If you don't have any questions, that's fine. Pretty much any of the different phases of today that I'm talking about are waivable by the parties if you choose to do so. If there is cross-examination, Mr. Stevens will have the opportunity to do some brief redirect testimony to further elaborate on things that come up during questioning if that is necessary. And then the same will be true for the petitioner. Petitioner, make your presentation. Mr. Stevens can cross-examine if he chooses to do so, and there could be redirect from the petitioner's witnesses if there's a need to clarify further beyond what Mr. Stevens has just asked. I'd like to do something quickly and determine whether we have any members of the public here as opposed to just folks who are here kind of on the petitioner's side. I have names right now. Let's see, we have somebody else from Real Property Services, so that's city staff. And then beyond you, Mr. Bacon, we have Matt Weber, Gar Hansen, and Zoom user.
Matt Hansen and Gar are with me. Or Matt Weber, sorry, and Gar Hansen. I read those.
Those two are with you?
Those are with me, yep.
Okay, so the other individual and maybe someone who's here from the public. After the city makes its presentation and the petitioner makes its presentation, then we have time for public testimony. And at that point, if there are members of the public here who are interested in being heard on the record, they will have the opportunity to do so. After that is done, we have the opportunity for the city and the petitioner to give some brief rebuttal testimony, and that's usually used to address things that come up during the public testimony portion. To the participant who's showing up on the screen as Zoom user, if you are wishing to testify today, if you would right-click on that where it says Zoom user, and then select the rename function and put your actual name in, that would be a big help. If you're not wanting to testify and you're here just wanting to observe, you can just leave it the way it is. But kind of like to know that before we proceed any further. So that we can get that identified if we're going to have public testimony or not today. Sir, you're identified as Zoom user. Are you wanting to testify today, or are you just here observing?
Observing.
Okay, you don't wish to testify then?
No, I'm just a neighbor.
Okay.
Adjacent property.
All right. All right, that's perfectly fine. You're welcome here, as is any member of the public. These are open to the public. As long as you're not here to Zoom bomb, you're perfectly fine. So,
thank you kindly.
Not at all. All right, so it sounds like we're ready to proceed. I have one procedural matter of my own to address with the parties before we jump into presentations, and that is this. Prior to the hearing, as I've already alluded to, the city submitted exhibits that have been marked C for city, 1 through 20. Mr. Bacon, I presume that you got a copy of those from Mr. Stevens as well, is that correct?
I did get information from him, yes.
And you've had the opportunity to review those exhibits?
Yes.
Those proposed exhibits?
Yes.
Does the petitioner have any objection to any of those exhibits as proposed by the city coming in and being formally admitted and made part of the record?
No.
All right, Mr. Stevens, I presume you have a motion for me then?
I do, Mr. Examiner. I'd like to admit City's Exhibits C1 through C20 into the record.
The motion will be granted. C1 through C20 are admitted and made part of the record and can be referred to freely by either side or members of the public if we have any show up during the course of the hearing. And if either side would like one of those exhibits put up onto the screen for Zoom while it's being referred to, let me know and I will pull it up on the share screen. I don't think there were any separate exhibits submitted by the petitioner. Is that correct, Mr. Bacon?
No.
All right, then. So that is all I have. Are there any questions from the parties or other procedural matters from the parties that we need to address before we get underway with the presentation? Anything from the city?
The only thing that is on my mind, Mr. Examiner, is with the gentleman that's the abutting owner, that's known as Zoom user, when he's here, would you like me to read my report into the record for his benefit, or considering he's an abutting owner, is it not necessary?
You know, I don't know, because I don't know how well versed he is in all of it, and I ultimately how the city presents is up to the city, but it may be helpful to do some synopsis information rather than just sort of, you know, skipping to the end and the whodunit of this whole thing. So,
right. Sounds good.
And the reason Mr. Stevens asked that is because the city's exhibits C1 through C20 have been admitted and made part of the record now. I review them before the hearing so that I'm prepared and have the background of what's coming to me. And all the information that's in those exhibits, it doesn't need to be testified to and read into the record today verbally to be part of the record. It already is. But sometimes it's helpful when we have members of the public here who are interested to hear some of that information in any event. So that's why Mr. Stevens is asking. All right. Anything from the petitioner then before we get underway with presentations? All right, Mr. Stevens, are you wishing to make a separate opening statement, or should I just swear you in and go into testimony?
You should just swear me in.
Raise your right hand on the screen, please. Do you swear and affirm that the testimony you're about to give as part of this proceeding today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth under penalty of perjury?
I do.
Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Mr. Examiner. My name is Troy Stevens, and I work for the Public Works Department. Real Property Services has received a petition to vacate a portion of East End Street lying north of East 25th Street. The petitioner intends to use the subject property to facilitate expanded future use of the property. The city acquired the right-of-way under city deed number D-4183, and it was recorded January 12, 1972 under Pierce County recording number 2427641. In the records of Pierce County, Washington. North End Street, lying northerly of East 25th Street and southerly of the alley, is an unimproved right-of-way in a commercial area with a hard, packed dirt surface. Public notice was accomplished through seven different methods. A yellow public notice sign was placed approximately 129 feet north of the northwest corner of the intersection of East End Street and East 25th Street. A yellow public notice sign was also placed at the northeast corner of the intersection of East End Street and East 25th Street. A notice memo was placed in the glass display case located on the first floor of the municipal building abutting the finance department. And a notice was also advertised in the City of Tacoma website, in the Daily Index newspaper, mailed to all parties of record within 300 feet of the vacation request, and advertised in municipal television channel 12. Regarding the criteria section G of the preliminary report and discussed in the Tacoma Municipal Code, section 9.22.070, Real Property Services finds the following. The vacation is a public benefit because it places the property on the tax rolls and facilitates private improvements. City of Tacoma Traffic Engineering has been consulted and does not object. The petition has been considered by city staff and outside quasi-governmental agencies, and it does not adversely affect the public need. The right-of-way is not needed for future public use. Excuse me. No abutting owner becomes landlocked, nor will their access be substantially impaired, and the vacated area is not close to a body of water as contemplated under RCW 3579.035. As part of the city's review process for street vacation petitions, notice of this application was mailed to various city departments as well as many outside quasi-governmental agencies, and they have provided the comments and recommended conditions to Real Property Services. Real Property Services recommends the following be made condition of approval for this street vacation petition. The code requires the petitioner to compensate the city in an amount equal to the full appraised value of the area vacated. One half of the revenue received shall be devoted to the acquisition, improvement, and maintenance of public open space lands, and one half may possibly be devoted to the transportation projects and or management and maintenance of other city-owned lands and unimproved rights of way. Tacoma Water Distribution did provide comment, and they request that an easement be reserved over the easterly portion of a vacation area, more specifically the easterly 12 feet of East End Street between East 25th Street and the Puyallup Abbey, the Puyallup Avenue Alley. Real Property Services has also received the following advisory comments. Real Property Services has no objection, however, and an in-lieu amount of $1,365.41 is due for sanitary sewer. However, it is noted that the amount is not to be, doesn't have to be paid at this time, and the petitioner can choose to pay it later. It's just that it will be an obligation on title, and it, the amount may increase in the future. Otherwise, no objection or additional comment was received from Public Works Traffic Engineering, Public Works Traffic Signal and Street Lighting, Sound Transit, Environmental Services, Science and Engineering, Solid Waste, Tacoma Water Supply, Tacoma Click and Power, Tacoma Fire, the Planning and Development Services Group, CED, PSE, and Lumen CenturyLink. Mr. Examiner, this concludes my report, and I would be happy to answer any questions you may have.
So my only question is just to confirm this section of N Street right now, and especially, I guess, the two different vacation area sections, not being used by the city for any traversal right-of-way purpose right now, correct?
I think it's, I would argue, Mr. Examiner, that the public, I don't know about the city, the public, this is an open right-of-way that's being used by the public to get from East 25th to that alley.
Okay, and they still will be able to even after the vacation?
That's correct, because we're only doing this, the areas on either side.
But it's not an improved right-of-way or street that the city's maintaining and that paving and all that sort of thing.
That's correct.
And so the only, especially in relation to the vacation area of both pieces, the one piece has Tacoma Water facilities in it. That's why the easement's being requested to be retained, correct?
That's correct, yes.
Okay. All right, and presumably the petitioner would not be able to build improvements up over the top of that area, given that Tacoma Water would still need access to its existing facilities, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. That takes care of my questions then. Mr. Bacon, do you have cross-examination questions for Mr. Stevens, either based on what he's testified to at first or in response to my questions?
No, I do not.
So with no cross-examination, there is no redirect. Mr. Stevens, does the city rest in its presentation?
I rest, Mr. Examiner, thank you.
All right. Mr. Bacon, it is the petitioner's turn to present then. Are you wishing to testify?
I actually, sir, don't really have anything to say other than thank you for, Troy, for help, for obviously facilitating all this, and I agree with all conditions, nothing on there. I don't have any issues. I think everything looks pretty standard and what we were hoping for.
Okay. And I didn't swear you in, but I would ask you to.
You can swear me in if you want.
Well, I would just ask you to affirm that everything you've just told me here in that little blurb of kind of saying we agree with the city, I guess, was the truth and the whole truth and all that.
Yes, sir. Yep.
All right. Okay, and I will note, the petitioner by law bears the burden of proof to show that the requirements have been met for the vacation of street right-of-way, but the petitioner is entitled to rely on evidence wherever and from whomever that comes. And so in situations like this where the city's not opposed to the vacation happening, there's a lot of agreement happening. And it's not unusual for the petitioner to go, yeah, we think everything that the city submitted is great. We're relying on that. So that's fine.
Yeah.
All right. So no cross-examination, I presume, from the
city. No, everything's good. Everything's fine, yep.
Yeah. All right. And unless our Zoom user has changed his mind about wanting to testify about this, we're moving right along. Sir, are you wishing to testify at this point now? I'm giving you the chance to unmute and say yay or nay, I guess. Can you unmute yourself just briefly?
Yes, I did. I don't want to testify. I'm good.
All right. Well, appreciate you being here in any event. So.
No, thank you kindly.
I don't know. With no public testimony then, because the other two are with you, Mr. Bacon, and then Ms. Avila is with Mr. Stevens from the city staff. No public testimony. I presume there's no rebuttal, because there shouldn't be really anything to rebut.
I have nothing to rebut, Mr. Bacon.
All right then. Is the city wishing to make a formal closing statement?
I'm not, thank you.
Mr. Bacon, would you wish to make a formal closing statement on behalf of the petitioner?
No other than just thank you, Troy, and thank you, Mr. Examiner, for taking time to do this. And that's it.
It's, you know, it's a job. we're good with that. So just a couple of things to make you aware of before we close then. Sir, you who show up on the screen as Zoom user, if you would like a copy of my recommendation that goes to the city council, you could put your email into the chat, and then we would get you a copy of the recommendation when it issues. If you don't care, it's fine. You don't have to give us your email address, but if you would like that, you can just pop that into the chat. So we're about ready to close. My written recommendation will be issued within 2 weeks' time, making findings and conclusions based on how the findings align with the applicable law, and I make that recommendation to City Council. The Council doesn't have to follow my recommendation, but they normally do. Like I said, they don't have to. They make their own decision based on what I give them and their review of the hearing and the record at that point. Once my written recommendation issues, this will be scheduled to go before the City Council for first reading, probably within a month's time, maybe sooner, maybe not, who knows. We're coming down towards the end of the year, and some City Council meetings get canceled around the holidays and things, but it usually takes about a month. And then the City Council will act on it. And really, that's about it at this point. Are there any additional matters from the city or questions that need to be addressed before we go off the record? Anything, Mr. Stevens?
Nothing for me, Mr. Examiner. Thank you.
Mr. Bacon for the petitioner?
Nope.
All right. Well, given that then, we may be looking for an email address from our other participant.
I should ask you, Mr. Examiner, just if I get a second. When you said you do the research, so you'll do research, like looking at that easement, and then you'll put together your proposal, right? Is that what you had said, that you look through all the facts and you'll make the recommendation for the council?
Well, I make it based on the hearing record.
Okay.
And at this point, the hearing record is everything that's been said today, together with the city's exhibit C1 through C20.
Okay, perfect.
That's what I have as the record.
Okay.
All right. Ah, there we go. There's the chat.
Oh, there we go.
So, sir, we have your email address now, and we will get you a copy of that decision when it comes out. And if there's nothing else, then, thank you for your presentations today, and we will be concluded and off the record.
Thanks, everyone.
And a good rest of your day.
See you so much.
Recording.